Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Tuesday afternoon, which means we got through the Monday. I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us. Tuesday, July the 7th, 2020. And I'm going to remind you once again that, you know, I'm sure that you, like me, we thought by July 7th this would all be over and everything would be back to normal. Well, it's not. And that's the bad news. The good news is you and I have made it this far. So let's give ourselves credit. And even though we don't agree on everything, we will make it through this no matter what it takes. And I recall a call yesterday where a guy was convinced this is the end of the world. And I just don't, I don't think it is. So there's new information indicating that the coronavirus can stay in the air, can stay infectious in the air for up to 16 hours. That comes from Tulane University researchers. Now, you know, as a germaphobe, that is a little unsettling. It's obviously highly contagious. And I remember in the very beginning, I made a comment about how this virus seems to be airborne. And I'm certainly not a doctor, but it was so contagious. And the community contact was so obvious that obviously it was very, very contagious. And it took more than direct contact to get it. So it always seemed to me to have the characteristics of an airborne virus. Now, apparently now it's more official. It wasn't really official back then, but it appears as if it is airborne and we should treat it as such. A lot to talk about today. Justin Timberlake had something interesting to say, and a lot of people say, well, who cares what Justin Timberlake says? Well, I have an interesting answer to that question. And at some point today, I'm going to try to work in this line. Powerless victims of media manipulation. I don't know, it just sounds good. So I'm going to try to work this in somewhere. Powerless victims of media manipulation. All right, so who do you think is the bigger whiner, the bigger crybaby? The person who's wearing a mask or the person who's not wearing a mask? That's our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo Poll question. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. We'll also talk a little bit about this later. The coronavirus is putting a stress on relationships. And a lot of people apparently are getting divorced as a result of this. We've got the story on our website at WWL.com. We'll talk about that a little bit later this afternoon. Also, you know, I've gotten some text recently about Karen calling the show, or Karen being part of the show, or this show being about Karen. Karen has become a term for a middle-aged white woman who projects a sense of entitlement in society. For example, used in a sentence, Karen would be indignant about not wearing a mask. Karen would not wear a mask, and she'd be very open about not wearing a mask. That would be a Karen. So if you see that or if you hear that, that's what it refers to. Karen is the name for a middle-aged, average middle-aged white person who projects a sense of entitlement in society. And there's this woman, I watched video earlier today of this woman. She's an elderly woman, and she refuses to wear a mask when an employee of one of the big box stores, I forget, it might have been Walmart, I'm not sure which store, but an employee could not have been nicer. This employee, and I think it was Walmart, could not have been kinder to this woman asking her to wear a mask. Interestingly, she has a mask dangling off her ear, but it's not over her face and nose, not over her mouth and nose. And this employee could not have been nicer. And then said, well, you know what? Maybe you should just come back another time and let me help you outside. And the woman gets kind of arrogant and says, no, I'm not going outside. I'm not leaving. I'm not wearing a mask. I don't have to wear a mask. And she decides to just sit down right there in Walmart. And then the employee could not have been nicer, this young female, when she said, well, let me help you. Can I help you up? Let me help you outside. I mean, I really give this employee a lot of credit for just really doing a good job with this with this woman. And I don't know how it ultimately ended, but the woman just sits down there in Walmart and refuses to leave and refuses to wear her mask. That is a Karen, except that she wasn't middle-aged. She was a little older than middle-aged. But that's what a Karen is. If you do want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, if you want to send me a text, the numbers are the same, 504-260-1870. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows had this to say concerning a federal mandate about wearing masks.
Certainly a national mandate is not in order. We're allowing our governors and our local mayors to weigh in on that.
And Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida had a press conference earlier, and he was talking about the uptick coming from a lot of young people.
This upswing has really been driven by a lot of people in their 20s and 30s testing positive.
But he had this positive thing to say about if you're under 40 and you get the disease.
If you're under 40 and you don't have significant comorbidities, you know, the fatality rate for this is pretty close to zero. So who is testing positive is just as important as how many people are testing positive.
Well, that's true. And as you know, the state of Florida and Governor DeSantis are trying to downplay the increased number spiking in Florida, among other states. And so, you know, here we are again talking about some confusion, politics coming into play. This, I don't think this really should be about politics at all. Here is a text that says that the virus has helped my marriage. Thank God. If you get sick, you want someone that loves you to take care of you. If they don't live with you, then let them leave. Interesting. Oh, let them leave because they will let you die. Well, that's nice about knowing that there's somebody there to care for you if you did happen to get sick. But yeah, we'll talk later about the impact that this has had on your relationship. And what about those who are just starting to date as the pandemic kicked off? I see that one of the social media sites, and I'm not sure which one it is, one of the social media dating sites, is talking about video dating. So it's really about Zoom dating, or they're providing an opportunity to video date, so you don't have to actually get together, because you can't get together, because it would be kind of weird to try to start dating somebody new when all this is going on. And I mean, I guess obviously there are going to be those who don't care, but some people are going to care about that. Okay, if you want to join us with your comment, our number is area code 504-260-1870. That is also our text line, 260-1870. So Justin Timberlake is from the state of Tennessee. And Justin Timberlake made a comment about Confederate era statues in his home state. I posted this on Facebook earlier, on my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air. And a couple of people commented, who cares what Justin Timberlake says? Well, I've got an answer to that coming up next. I'm Scoot. It's Tuesday. Expect more rain today. We'll be back on WWE. Yes, I once again remind you, I am a registered independent, a radical moderate, and I am very willing to talk about both sides of the political perspective. Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo Poll question. Who are the bigger crybabies? Those who wear masks or those who refuse to wear masks? 74% say the bigger crybabies are those who refuse to wear masks. 26% the bigger crybabies are those who wear masks. We'll see if those numbers change. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. All right, the answer to the question, who cares about what Justin Bieber says, Justin Timberlake says, coming up here in just a moment. Let's go to New Orleans. And Frank, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Frank.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
Yeah, like I said, I enjoy your show. You said you are not new, I enjoy your show. But I want to ask you, if you could look in the sun for me. You go to DMV, which I was at earlier this morning, and they say you have to have an appointment, and they give you a number to call. You call that number, try to make an appointment, you still can't get one. I was just trying to turn a license plate in.
Mm-hmm.
Can you look into that for me? And another thing I want to say is a lot of people call you a lot of things, but like I say, you just like new. And you're just like Garland. I enjoy your show, man. I listen to you every day.
Frank, I really appreciate that.
Brothers are old soldiers, Doc, but I like everything what you be doing.
Well, Frank, thank you. Look, as far as the DMV is concerned, I don't know about that. But, you know, I do commercials for the notary shop, and I believe you can get this done at the notary shop. And I'll give you the phone number if you want to call them.
Well, it's not the thing about getting it. I was just trying to turn my license plate in. But I need an appointment to turn it in. I can't understand that.
Well, I think you can go to the notary shop and get that done. And there may be a location close to you. Yeah, I'll give you the phone number. They can direct you right there.
Okay, well, I'm in New Orleans East, so if you can give that to me, that'd be fine, man. But I enjoy your show, man.
Okay, appreciate it. Okay, the number is 504-504-410-4100.
Yeah. I really appreciate it, man.
All right, Frank. Thank you for the kind words. I appreciate you listening. Thanks, Frank. From Kenner, Robert, you're on WWL.
Hey.
Hey, Robert.
Oh, hi. Good afternoon. I listen to y'all all the time. I think the ones without the mask do the most whining because, you know, they have nothing better to do with their lives. But to add
really?
To other people. But about the relationship situation and being assured of someone caring for you when you can't take care of yourself, several years ago, life insurance took a turn for the better. And it's something called a living benefit that can be put into the policy. Get rid of the term where you're renting the term policy and have one of these where it guarantees if you lose any two out of the six ways of caring for yourself over 3 months, you can collect the money yourself while you're alive. Someone is bound to take care of you if you have liquidity. And it's a great feature. Some companies let you have it all. Most of them say 75%, and you still name a beneficiary for the other 25% of the face amount of the policy. But it really does work, and it's called living benefit. I strongly recommend people to look into it.
Okay.
I'll be in the business 50 years next year if I make it. And I'm so, you know, proud of what I've been able to accomplish. And I think y'all are great on the radio. You give both sides of the view. You listen to people. And sometimes, you know, you have to pray for people in order to help them. And unselfish.
Yeah, sometimes you do. All right,
yeah,
Robert,
thank you for
appreciate
being there for us.
Sure. You know? I appreciate you being there with us, and thanks for the information. Here is a text. I'm getting some text about my definition of Karen. Now, I got this earlier. I read this earlier. So if your definition's different, then let's come up with a definition for Karen. But I've seen this term come up, Karen, and it's a label for a particular type of person. And the definition that I have is Karen refers to a middle-aged white woman who projects a sense of entitlement in society. But here's a text that says, my real name is Karen, middle-aged, but I wear a mask, easygoing, believing in living one day at a time and helping people. I think it's I think that using Karen is hilarious, and I'm not offended. Have a good day. Karen, thank you for not being offended. And thank you for knowing that it's not about you. That even though your name's Karen, it's not about you. Here's another text that says, Karens wear masks too. Bad example of Karen. All right, if you've got a better definition of who is Karen, our number's 504-260-1870. And that's the number for our text as well, 504-260-1870. From Poplarville, Johnston, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Okay. All right, let's go downtown. And Elwin, you're on WWL.
Hey, man, Charlie Daniels gone.
Yes. Yeah, passed away yesterday.
Yeah, that country choir is getting bigger and bigger, huh?
Boy, it is. And, you know, when you think about it, Charlie Daniels, and I hadn't thought about this that much, but he was really as acceptable in the rock world as he was in the country world. And I talked to Amanda Shaw about this yesterday. And, you know, she confirmed that his fiddling really matched rock as well as it matched country music.
Hey, he played on those two brothers that one of the brothers died in a car accident, and I can't think of the name of the group, but you knew who I'm talking about. They played country rock.
One of the brothers died in a car. You're not talking about the Allman Brothers.
No, not the Allman Brothers.
That was a motorcycle accident.
Marshall Tucker.
Okay.
Yeah, Marshall Tucker.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah, he played on a live album, I think, up in Carolina somewhere. I have the CD in here. He played fiddle on that.
All right.
I never had a chance to go to see him in concert. I never had a chance. Of course, he came down here when they had that big Allman Brothers concert down here with.
That's right.
The Marshall Tucker Band and Wet Willie and all of them.
Wet Willie, right. Because Charlie Daniel was part of that Southern rock genre. And Southern rock was not only big here, but it was a genre that really swept the nation. It became popular across the nation in the same way that, you know, other genres have taken off and dominated music. Country rock in the 70s was a really popular genre nationwide.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying I missed that show. To tell you the truth, I was too young to go to that show, and my sister didn't want me to go. but I wished I could have went. I got tickets from another station, but the guy that worked at the other station, he's no longer here with us anymore. But anyway, I had, I had got tickets, and I had to give them to my cousin because he was older than me, and I wish I could have went.
I was sorry. I saw him a couple of times, but it would have been back in the 70s when he was part of that Southern rock touring movement. Elwin, I appreciate your call. And yeah, we lost Charlie Daniels, who passed away from a stroke at the age of 83. From Metairie, Matt, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good.
So I listen to you a lot, and I agree with some things and some things you don't. But today I'm a little miffed because I'm one of these people who think that any type of racial profiling or age profiling is wrong. And this whole Karen thing that you got going on now, you're kind of racially profiling elderly white women. So now we're racially and age profiling people. I thought we were not doing that anymore.
Well, it's actually a middle-aged white woman. I don't know. I didn't make up this this definition, but I've seen the word come up, and I thought I would address it. It just describes it's used, I think, mainly through social media to describe this type of person, and the name Karen has been assigned to that.
Right. Well, we're just making more division. As far as the mask question with the whiny baby stuff, I think everybody is the whiny baby because you got it both on either side. To wear a mask at work. So I'm okay with it. I don't particularly like it, but if I don't have mine on and you're a good person walking down the street and you say, hey, man, would you mind putting a mask on? It's just general respect and common courtesy. Okay, sure, I'll put my mask on. And if I don't want to, then I'll turn around and walk away from you.
That's a great attitude. It's a great attitude. You know, it just it doesn't have to be as controversial as it is, and I think that's a nice attitude to have. And if you told me that you like to wear a mask, I would question your character. I mean, nobody likes to wear a mask. Nobody should like it. It's uncomfortable, and you know, I'm doing commercials now for a mask that's very, very breathable. But, you know, nobody likes it, but it's just something that I personally feel like I need to do, and it seems like you're very courteous when it comes to wearing a mask when you need to.
I just think the free market would determine whether or not masks or no mask. I've been in stores before we had the mandate that everyone wear a mask, where the store said, I'm sorry, you can't come in. So it was either my right to either turn around and leave and go spend my money at a store that didn't require a mask, or just throw the mask on, go in, get what I got to get, and leave.
And in theory, I agree with that. It's just that when it comes to a public safety, there are things that the government does dictate to save us from ourselves in some ways. And I guess you can argue whether or not that's should happen or not. When it comes to like evacuation, there's mandatory evacuation. The government's telling you to leave your house. So there are certain things that happen in emergency situations. I'm sorry, what?
We don't have to leave when that happens. They do the mandatory evacuations, and they tell you no one's coming to get you if you stay.
Right.
And so it just – all of this, we just got to remember the word, one word, and that's respect. It goes both ways, whether you're wearing a mask or not wearing a mask. If we get to the point where we can't even walk past each other and say, I don't believe in the mask and you do, and it makes you comfortable if I'm going to be in the same space with you, that I put on a mask out of respect, I should just put it on. I can leave after I'm done with you and take mine back off. It's not that
difficult. Well, Matt, when you talk about that one word, respect, think about how that is so missing from our society today. It seems like being respectful shows a sign of weakness in the minds of a lot of people. And sometimes I think it takes courage to be respectful of somebody else.
Sometimes I guess, Scoot, we just got to swallow it and roll our eyes if we don't agree with something. But just for the other person, put them first every once in a while.
Well, Matt, I love that comment. Thanks for your call. If you want to join us, area code 504-260-1870. All right, so Justin Timberlake is from the state of Tennessee. And JT recently said that Confederate-era statues in his home state must be taken down. And, you know, if you grew up in Tennessee, you grew up around the Confederate flag. Tennessee is certainly north of where we are in the deep South, but Tennessee's part of the South. So Justin Timberlake grew up around all of this stuff in his home state of Tennessee and says that the statues, monuments must be taken down. When I mentioned this briefly on a Facebook video on the SOTA Facebook page this morning, a few people commented, who cares what Justin Timberlake says? The answer may surprise you. The answer is Fox News cares. The comments I mentioned from Justin Timberlake came from an article posted this morning on foxnews.com, the website. So obviously Fox News, the website, cares, or they easily could have simply ignored the story. The Fox News website is known for posting stories about what liberal Hollywood figures have to say about President Trump and politics and social issues. These stories feed the audience and what the audience needs to have an excuse to condemn liberal Hollywood. This is not criticism of the Fox News Channel website for posting the story about Justin Timberlake's comments about getting rid of Confederate-era statues. It is simply a recognition of the idea that many conservatives in America treat bashing liberal Hollywood like it's a cathartic exercise in political discourse. This is another demonstration of what I often talk about when I talk about how it is the audience that drives what the news media covers. If the Fox News audience really didn't care about what liberal celebrities had to say, then the Fox News Channel's website would not carry these stories about what Justin Timberlake and what others say. And I've noticed this over the last couple of years. If somebody in liberal Hollywood says anything negative about politics, the answer isn't who cares. The answer is a lot of conservatives care because it gives them a chance to criticize. quite often we're so quick to blame the news media for what we see, hear, and read, when it is really us, the audience, failing to understand and realize that we dictate the stories that are covered. And I've often referred to the news media as the same effect. The audience in the news media is the same effect of looking into a mirror. You know, criticizing the news media is like criticizing the image that you see when you look into a mirror. The mirror only has the ability to reflect back that which is looking into it. And like the mirror, the news media reflects the image of the audience that is peering into it. So let's realize that we don't have to be powerless victims of media manipulation. I knew I could work that in somewhere. We don't have to be these powerless victims. We can recognize it for what it is. But it's obvious that the Fox News Channel cares. I'm not being critical of that. I'm just making an observation. Don't say you don't care if, for example, something like the Fox News media is always covering what liberal Hollywood has to say. All right, if you've got a comment, 260-1870, and our text number is 504-260-1870. This is a presidential he's not officially a candidate, but he did announce that he's running for president. Presumed presidential candidate Kanye West has a new album coming out called God's Country. This is the first single from the album. It's titled Wash Me in the Blood. It's about God. It's about Jesus. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. And you know, that's what the media does. Media gives the people what they want. Here's a text that says, so the media has no obligation to tell the truth. Well, I think the media has an obligation to tell the truth, but there's no law requiring that the media tell the truth. I would think that the audience would seek the truth to the point where that's what they want. But we know with the cable news networks, MSNBC, CNN, and Fox News, the hard truth is not as important as the spin. It's not as important as the bias. And the audience decides what they accept as the truth as opposed to what the facts are. Here's a text that says, Scoot, you are a left-wing liberal Democrat. That makes you a socialist communist. Here is another text that says, I would rather hear the Noto Shop commercial than the Kanye West music noise. All right, more of your texts are coming up from Metairie. Amy, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yes, hello, Scoot. I do love your show. And
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I just had my first verbal altercation in Walmart regarding mask wearing. Okay, I've been wearing one since March. I believe everyone should try to wear a mask in public just in case they work. You know, I'm not saying they're 100%. But anyway, I was at Walmart, and I love Walmart. I do all my shopping there. I'm at the deli counter waiting for my sliced turkey. You know, I ordered a pound of sliced turkey. And there was a gentleman in line behind me, but the line snakes like a wall. It snakes right in front of the counter, like in front of the open case. So this man, the older gentleman, he was not wearing his mask properly. It was hanging under his chin, and he's leaning over the case where they have the scale. They're weighing my meat, like the turkey. He's leaning and like looking at some ham or something that's in the back, but he's literally like a foot and a half from my turkey, and he's talking like, hey, do you have this ham? And like really, really close to my turkey. So I let the lady bag up the turkey, and then I needed to get cheese. Okay, so I'm like, I need to say something. So I said, excuse me, sir, I don't mean to be rude. I'm sure you're a really nice man. So I have to ask you to please back up away from the deli counter because you're getting way too close to people's deli food that they're weighing right there by the scale where you're talking. Like, you're like 2 feet away from people's food. And I said, can you please back up? And that he looked at me like I had two heads, and he immediately just got super defensive, and he said, Well, you can kiss my grits. Okay, you know what he really said. And then he was super angry, and I said, well, sir, you're not wearing your mask properly, and we're talking about the safety of the food. I mean, I'm trying to be as nice as possible here. Then he said, well, who made you the mask police? And I said, well, actually, it's the rule of the Walmart store now. I said, look around. Everyone is wearing their mask properly. And he wasn't. You know, he goes, oh, I am wearing my mask. I said, sure, your whole house and yours are right there. I could see that. Or how are you saying that you're wearing the mask? You're not. And he just...
Yeah.
It was nothing, but it just went downhill from there.
You keep going. You keep going in and out here, Amy. I think what you requested was a very, very reasonable thing, and you know that old man should not have gotten upset with you. And okay. and people don't like to be called out on something. Like if somebody throws litter on the ground and you say, "Hey, could you have thrown that away in a trash?" They get all indignant and upset when they're the ones that made the mistake. And that guy shouldn't have been near your sliced turkey. I would have done what you did.
He was so silly, and he's like, "You're getting me very upset now. Can you get away from me?" I said, "Sir, I would love to get away from you as soon as possible." it was ugly, you know.
So I'm sorry you had that encounter. Time. Yeah.
All right, Amy.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. I mean, that's typical. I mean, what Amy just requested of this older man seemed very reasonable. And you know, it's interesting because we just had a call from Matt, and Matt was talking about respect. And how, like, okay, I might not want to put my mask on, but I'm going to do it if it makes somebody else feel. I'm going to do it for somebody else. And here's this old man at Walmart getting indignant because he doesn't want to wear a mask. If you want to join us, 504-260-1870, and our text is 504-260-1870. I want you to try to interpret this text message. It says, "Scoot, done with you. Kanye West for president. What a ridiculous statement." So here's somebody looking for a reason to get mad at me because Kanye West announced yesterday or over the weekend that he's running for president of the United States. So I didn't make this up. I simply commented on Kanye West's announcement. So if you're done with me over that, I suggest that you were done with me a long time ago. And it wasn't a ridiculous statement, but it's so funny how people don't really listen, and yet they think they're so intelligent. They think they're so bright. Here's a text that says, my 10-year-old son, whose name is Cooper, my 10-year-old son says, it will suck if he has to wear a mask at school all day long, LOL. He said he's going to drop out. Well, at 10 years old, I don't know. I don't know that that's Cooper's decision, but, you know, I respect the 10-year-old for, you know, for having conviction. I mean, he doesn't want to wear the mask, so he doesn't want to go to school. If you're just tuning in, we're also talking about the term Karen. And I've got a text here that says, Karen comes from the lady that went off on the Starbucks barista. She since received death threats, and someone started a GoFundMe account for the barista. Google it. Last time I saw the account, it was up to $100,000. Wow. So that's where Karen came from. Because I've seen Karen come up recently as a name that describes a stereotypical female. And my definition doesn't coincide with definitions that some people have. All right, if you've got a comment this afternoon, 504-260-1870. That is our text line. It is also the number to use when you call in the show. Here is a text that says, why are you worried about me wearing a mask? If yours works fine, then why worry about me? Here's a that says, hashtag not required, recommended. Well, no, that's hashtag fake news, because in a lot of places it is actually required. And I'm worried about you spreading the disease, and the mask, according to experts, makes it easier for you not to spread it. So that's why I care. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Yeah, some people think it's totally their prerogative to not wear a mask, but in a lot of places that is not the case. Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll question. Who are the bigger crybabies, those who wear masks or those who refuse to wear masks? 70% say the bigger crybabies are those who refuse to wear masks. 30% say those who wear masks. Here is a text that says, using the word Karen to describe a woman of privilege isn't a brand new thing. The Starbucks barista incident was only a week or so ago. While the reference Karen has been used in social media circles for the better part of a year and a half. I did not know. I was just oblivious to that. So anyway, cool. Thanks for updating us on that. Here's a text that says, my 10-year-old daughter told me this morning that she would wear a mask as long as she could go back to school and see her friends. I'm a pharmacist and I have to wear one all day as well. It's a good time to explain that I don't like it either, but it's a rule and we sometimes have to do things that I don't like to do. Use it as a teaching moment. Great example. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back. This is WWL.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.